Hey, what's up, guys? This is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. And before you guys say anything, yes, I lost my voice. I had went out for my birthday, and I literally been like having so much fun and, you know, going out and yelling over the music and, you know, around loud music. So I completely lost my voice, but it's coming back. It was absolutely completely gone yesterday. So it's coming back, and I shouldn't be talking this much, but I just wanted to say a little bit today, because I haven't done a podcast in a little bit. So I just wanted to do a little bit, maybe like 4 minutes. I'm not going to drag this out because, you know, I'm so long-winded. But I basically just wanted to do this little episode. It's not about anything in particular. It's just more so about where I literally told myself the beginning of August that I want to give myself 6 months. So that was the beginning of August. So that's August, September, October, November, December, January. So I want to give myself 6 months to really reinvent myself. When I mean reinvent myself, I mean mind, body, soul, spirit. I mean working out, eating right, saving money, working extra hard. Like, I feel like I am a hard worker because I've worked for myself for so many years. But I'm talking about working even harder. Like, sometimes I can relax when I know I should be working because I've been working for myself since 2012. And I get a little comfortable with my money. I get a little comfortable with my situation, and I'm over it. You know, I feel like I know what I'm capable of doing. You know, I am very, very driven. I'm very, very intelligent, and I can get things done. Like, when I want to do anything I want to do, I don't care what it is. I want to put my mind to it. I get it done. I don't care how far-fetched it sounds. I don't care how long it might seem it's going to take. I don't care how outlandish it may seem. Whatever it is that I want to manifest, whatever it is that I want to achieve, I work hard for it, and I do it. So I told myself in August, I want to lose 20 pounds. I'm going to just literally every day get up, I'm going to walk. Because I'm not the type of person that like to run. I'm not the runner. You're not going to see me running in Central Park. I used to do that back in the day when I was younger. But now that I'm older, I found out what works for my body. And what works for my body is walking long distance. Like, you burn the same amount of calories as running. And it's not wearing your joints out. You feel good. It literally boosts your not just your immune system. It boosts your spirit. I love to say your personality, but it can actually do something to that too, because walking is good for depression. It clears your mind. It's just a really good exercise if you want to work out and you don't want to wear your joints out. So I told myself August 1st, Sonequa, you got to do this, because I'm like, you know what? I want to get in shape. I want to get my life literally to be tip-top shape. I'm not talking about, like, look good on Instagram. I'm talking about, like, I am very, very driven. So I'm like, you know what? I want to lose 20 pounds. I spent $7,800 back in 2020 on a BBL. And they did nothing but just take my money. I didn't get the results that I wanted. If anything, after the surgery, I felt fatter. I didn't feel like snatched. It was just not giving. And I also think the reason why I didn't get the results that I wanted, because I did not keep up the maintenance. I did not work out. And that's the problem. If I spent $7,800, matter of fact, $8,000. I narrowed down to $8,000 because I spent over $7,800 on that surgery of my hard-earned money, and I did not like the results. I never liked the results. Even when I left the place, I never liked it. I was going to literally get a revision, but then I thought about it. I said, you know what? I'm going to work out. I didn't just lose $8,000 in vain. I'm going to work out. I don't want to go under surgery anymore. I don't want to die on nobody's table just to look good. Like, I feel like I look good already. And the only reason why I'm not where I want to be is because I was stopping myself. So the beginning of August, I signed up for the gym. And I just, like, I'm not even signed up for the gym because that's super cap. I've been signed up for the gym. But I start going to the gym, like, every day in August. Like, I start going every day. And then I realized, like, I'm the type of person that get bored really fast. So the gym was boring me. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to walk long distance. So I started I put my Fitbit on, and I would just walk. So normally I would just put my Fitbit on, and then I would walk to the gym on 116th. and then I would do like an hour on a treadmill and incline, or an hour on the elliptical, and then I'll come home and I'll do my weight training. For some reason, I get uncomfortable doing weight training in the gym. Like, all those girls got their camel toe out with their leggings on, and these guys with their big old buff shoulders. I don't like to work out in front of a lot of people for some reason. It's just not for me. Like, I'm not the girl that's running on a treadmill. I'm not the girl that's coming to the gym with a sports bra and some leggings or some short shorts to show off my body. I don't give a fuck. Excuse my language. I don't care how awesome my body looks. I'm just not that girl. You're not going to see me doing squats with some small ass shorts on. I think it looks disgusting. Like, I don't care how amazing your body is. I just feel like, first of all, I don't want none of my skin on this gym equipment. Everybody's sweating on it. You got those little shorts. You leaving your vagina juice on the damn everywhere. No, thank you. I like to be covered up when I go to the gym. I like to come a cozy little t-shirt, maybe some, you know, leggings or some, you know, comfortable shorts or whatever. But you will never see me in the gym with my boobs and my leggings. That's just never been me. So I kind of get anxiety going to the gym. I will go to do the treadmill and elliptical, and then I'll come home and I'll do my squats, I'll do my push-ups, I'll do my work on my back and my abs, but I don't like to do that at the gym. Anyway, neither here nor there. I started noticing I was burning more calories by just walking to the gym with the Fitbit on, doing an hour on elliptical, and walking back home. And I'm like, wow, I'm hitting like 10,000 steps already. So I was like, you know what? Let me go through Central Park, through 110th, and just take it as far as downtown as I can. And I just started doing that. I would just walk all the way to 110th and I'll cut through the park. And it's just a beautiful view. You see people riding their bikes. You see people jogging. You see people walking. You see the trees. It's just a beautiful just view. And I became addicted to it. So it's like now I try to find other locations I could walk. Like tomorrow I'm going to go to Riverbank. I'm going to walk all the way to Riverbank. And I'm on the east side. So I'm going to walk all the way to the west side. I'm going to walk up those City College steps. I'm going to walk all the way to Riverbank, and I'm going to walk on that track and field. That's my next goal. I just feel like whatever it is that I want to put my mind to, I'm going to accomplish it. And I also feel like social media has been a little distracting for me as well. I think I need to kind of chill off of social media for a while and just work on my mind, body, and spirit. And my bread, you know, I told my daughter, and I just got off the phone with my little sister, like, yo, the next 6 months, I'm going to see how much money I can stack. I'm going to see how much money that I can stack. So I'm bringing in the new year sitting on some money. You understand me? I'm bringing the new year in sitting on a lot of coins. And not only coins, I'm talking about good credit. I'm talking about all type of opportunities, but I have to align myself with my vision. I can't get distracted. I don't want to be in nobody's bars drinking. Like, I did have a few drinks for my birthday and I worked that out, but that's not on my caliber. That's not on my mind right now. Like, going out, like, my whole focus right now is working, stacking bread, building wealth. Working, stacking bread, building wealth. My daughter's gonna be 16. I'm taking her to Japan, Tokyo for her birthday, for her sweet 16. That trip is like over $5,000. So I really gotta get myself aligned. And that's where I'm with right now. You know, I don't have no time for distractions. Like, not that I don't wanna be in a relationship with anybody, but it's gonna take a real strong man that can understand me and still want to be with me, because my whole thing is like, I'm not the chick that's needy. I'm not a codependent female. I pay my own bills. I take care of myself. So a man can't really tell me really too much. The only thing a man could come in my life and do is show me love and respect, and we could build on that. But a dude definitely can't boss me around. It's not going to work. So I'm just really tunnel vision, and it's going to take the right man for me to, you know, really spend time with. Because at this point, I have a lot of friends. I got a lot of options, and I'm not bragging. I'm just saying. But it's going to take a real one to get me. And that's just that. So in the meantime, I gave myself to January to see how much money I could save, to see how high my credit can go, to see how much weight I'm going to lose. So far, I lost 5 pounds, and Oh my God. Like, I'll be like, yo, my damn scale pisses me off, because some days it's like, I lost 5 pounds, and it's like, bitch, you gained 3 pounds. And I'm like, what the hell? I just weighed myself yesterday. Like, so it's definitely a mind F, but it's okay. I'm just happy that I love the journey of it. That's the most exciting part, the journey of it, not the destination. You know, I'm going to lose the weight. And the whole thing about it is, I'm not a big girl, but I just want to be fit. You know, I want to be fit. I want to be in shape. I want to have good stamina. I'm 40 years old, but I want to be able to outrun a 20-year-old. Like, put a 20-year-old next to me. I bet you I can outrun them. I bet you I can, because my stamina and my endurance is crazy. So, like I said, it's not about just looking good. It's about feeling good. It's about having strong bones. It's about just, like, taking care of your mind, body, and soul. So, I'm going to go. I wanted to say happy Labor Day weekend to everybody. Normally, I would be going out, getting ready for tonight. You know, going to have cocktails. You know what I'm doing tonight? I'm actually writing in my journal. I'm actually just chilling, you know, drinking some green juice and drinking some green tea in my water. And, you know, just minding my business and really looking forward to these next coming weeks ahead, because I know I could do it. And I want to be inspiration for other people. Like, I don't do this to get a pat on my back. I'm doing this for me. I ain't doing this for nobody. I'm not doing this for no man. I'm not doing this for no friends. I'm doing this for me. You know what I'm saying? Because even when I get dressed now and I wear my clothes, I feel better. Like, I feel like, oh, I feel comfortable. Like, you know, my jeans is not too tight around my waist. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like I want to be here longer. I don't want to tap out at a young age, because I could have prevented anything. So I just basically just want to do the right thing. And I want to inspire other people too. Like, I'm not perfect. I got my faults. You know what I mean? But I want to inspire anybody that just like I said, you just tired of your life. You tired of the same everyday thing. Then change it. Nobody's coming to save you. Nobody's coming to, you know, sweep you off your feet. You gotta come save yourself. You gotta pick yourself up off the floor. You gotta pick yourself up off the ground. You gotta wipe your own tears. You gotta, you know, save your own self, because everybody out here, we all in this war together. We all fighting for our own sanity. All of us, we all got issues. And it's so crazy, because I was just listening to a celebrity. He was saying, you could be in a Rolls Royce and still have the same problem. So it's not about how much money you have. Yeah, money makes things easier, but you have to worry. You have to work on you, because you can have everything in the world and you could still be a nasty individual. You could still be a sad person. So I think you just need to just work on you, no matter whatever that is. And I know what it means for me is just to be in the best shape I could be. That's it. I want to be in the best shape I could be. Like, I don't care about having the fattest ass, excuse my language, or the biggest boobs, or none of that. I want to look good, of course, but I want to feel good. You know what I mean? Like, I want to feel good. I want to feel good when I put anything on, like I did when I was in my early 20s. Like, I could go to the store, try any dress on, and I felt comfortable with it. I could go and try anything on, and it was just cozy fitting. Now, I got to wear what compliments me. Or with you know, what's not going to show the muffin top, or what's not going to show the fat back, or whatever. It's like, what? Nah, we're not doing none of that no more. I just got to get up. I got to grind. You know what I'm saying? I just got to, you know, count my calories, you know, watch what I'm eating, eat more greens, and work out, burn calories. You know what I'm saying? Keep that going. I'm not going to lose weight overnight. I'm losing weight though, but I started at the beginning of August and I only lost 5 pounds, and that's kind of good. But I got like 15 more pounds to go, and I'm gonna get there. I'm thinking probably by Halloween, if I keep this momentum up, I'm thinking like by Halloween, maybe the middle of October, I should be at least close to my goal weight. Because I wanted to lose 20 pounds. So far, I lost 5. I got 15 more to go. So if it took me almost a month to lose 5 pounds, then, you understand? I might get there. You never know. So I got to keep up that discipline. And discipline is very important. So I'm gonna go. Enjoy your Friday. I hope you guys have a wonderful Labor Day weekend. And I hope I can inspire anybody that's out there that's just feeling, you know, inadequate, feeling like they don't fit in, feeling like they don't understand what's going on. They don't know what's up. They just tired of everything. Like, listen, we all are. You're not the only one. But you could do something about it. You know, nobody's coming to save you. You got to figure it out. You know what I'm saying? And if you got children, it's even worse. You got to do it for them. Because like I said, if I didn't have my daughter, I'd probably be on my 600-pound life. You know, I probably would have ate myself to death after literally losing all of my family members that I love. Like, you know, losing people in your family can create grief. And sometimes grief could cause depression. And depression could lead to eating, overeating, or undereating. But no, get up. Dust yourself off. Look in the mirror. And claim back your time. Because you've been on everybody else's time but your own. You've been on your kids' time. You've been on your job time. You've been on whatever time. But you have not been on your time. And you need to claim your time back now. Because I know I claimed mine's back August 1st. And I ain't going back. Like what Jocelyn said to CBJ in Love & Hip Hop. I ain't going back to the strip club. I ain't going back to Fat Town. And that's period. And I love you guys. Take care. This is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. I'm out. Bye.